This is from the London Evening Standard, and it says that you are the most significant American in his field since Kurt Cobain.
I've heard that quote before, yeah.
That's pretty impressive. You've also gotten comparisons to Bob Dylan and Will Oldham. No pressure, right? How does it feel? I mean, do you feel like you have to live up to those expectations?
Yeah, you know, I mean, not so much as it comes down through the press or whatever, but I think, you know, without maybe sounding too heavy-handed about it, I think I do take it seriously. You know, I think songwriting is an important thing, and I think I've always treated it pretty seriously, and yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what I do, you know, so yeah, I hope I'm doing a good job at it.
Then I was the bleeding actor. Oh, then I was the stage.
Phosphorescent is not shy when it comes to paying homage to his influences, which helps explain his wide range of styles. You're kind of hard to pigeonhole. I've heard your music being described as indie pop and folk and Americana, and I look at what you've done in the past and what you're doing now, and you really do have a unique sound. You really go to the kind of Americana roots and with Johnny Cash and also with Willie Nelson. You know, I know in Song for Zula, which we're about to hear, you pull from the June Carter Cash reference from Burning Ring of Fire, and you even did an entire album devoted to Willie Nelson. I guess the question is, who else would you like to pay tribute to?
Loads of folks, really. I would, you know, all those kind of major dudes. I think I could probably handle a dozen or so Waylon Jennings tunes, or maybe Lucinda Williams or Dolly Parton, or I mean, you know, all the, you know, just yeah, I like all that stuff.
Yeah. Some say love is a burning thing. That it makes a fiery ring. Oh, but I know love as a fading thing, just as fickle as a feather in a stream. See, honey, I saw love. You see, it came to me. It put its face up to my face so I could see. And then I saw love disfigure me into something I am not recognizing.
Now, one of the songs that we're playing from your record is Right On, Right On. You know, it's got one of the best driving grooves I can think of. And that's quite a different sound than, you know, the Dolly Parton and the Willie Nelson sound.
Sure.
What can you tell me about that song? How did it come to be?
Yeah, that song just kind of happened out of that groove. It was kind of you know, just stumbled upon it, and it was kind of undeniable, it felt like. And yeah, that one, yeah, kind of wrote itself, to be honest.
Let's go for a ride. Hey, you turn me right on.
We had one final question for Matthew Howe. We wanted to know, just why did he choose the name Phosphorescent?
I knew I didn't want to call this thing Matthew Howe, you know, just that it's not just me. It's been a lot of people involved in it now, and I've been doing this for a while. But to kind of keep a reminder, phosphorescence, as I gather, means something that burns without combusting. It doesn't burn itself out. It doesn't use fuel, so it can just give off light without eating itself up.
Phosphorescence light continues to shine brighter and brighter. He is currently on tour on the East Coast and will be playing several music festivals throughout the summer before heading back into the studio. For KUNC, I'm Benji McPhail.